Transcendence by Russell Simmons. Introduction. Transcendence, a journey beyond the human condition. The human condition, suffering, disconnection, and limitation. To be human is to grapple with an innate paradox. We live in a world of staggering beauty and endless potential, yet we are haunted by suffering, disconnection, and limitation. From the moment of birth, we are subject to physical vulnerability, emotional anguish, and existential uncertainty. Wars, diseases, environmental crises, and societal inequities dominate our shared experience, and even in moments of personal peace, a deep, gnawing question remains: is this all there is? This shared struggle is not new. For millennia, philosophers, mystics, and scientists alike have sought to understand the human condition. Why are we plagued by feelings of separation from one another and from the divine? Why does pain seem intrinsic to life? These questions have fueled our greatest innovations and our most desperate acts, yet answers remain elusive. The human condition is marked by a profound sense of incompletion, as if something essential to our nature lies just beyond our grasp. The potential for transcendence, rising above what holds us back. Yet within the darkness of our collective struggle lies an unyielding spark, the potential for transcendence. History is replete with stories of individuals and societies rising above their limitations to achieve greatness, harmony, and joy. This potential is not reserved for the exceptional few. It resides within each of us. Despite our suffering, we are endowed with the capacity to dream, to innovate, and to connect deeply with one another and with the universe itself. Transcendence begins with a shift in perspective. It requires us to see our challenges not as insurmountable barriers, but as opportunities for growth and transformation. Our suffering, though painful, can serve as a teacher, guiding us toward higher states of awareness and compassion. The potential to rise above the human condition lies in our ability to harness our inner resources, our intellect, our spirit, and our creativity, to forge a path beyond limitation. The role of AI, spirituality, and sustainable living in humanity's evolution. We stand at a unique moment in history. Never before have we had access to the tools, knowledge, and collective willpower to truly transform the human condition on a global scale. Artificial intelligence is revolutionizing how we think, create, and connect, offering unprecedented opportunities to solve age-old problems. From decoding the mysteries of aging to designing systems for equitable resource distribution, AI holds the promise of amplifying human potential to unimaginable heights. Yet technology alone cannot save us. As we integrate AI into our lives, we must also turn inward, embracing the timeless wisdom of spirituality to guide our use of these powerful tools. Spirituality reminds us of our interconnectedness and our shared responsibility for the planet and one another. It calls us to cultivate inner peace, compassion, and a deep awareness of the divine presence that permeates all things. Sustainable living provides the practical framework for this transformation. By aligning our lifestyles with the rhythms of nature, we not only preserve the planet for future generations, but also reconnect with the source of life itself. A sustainable existence, enriched by the insights of spirituality and the innovations of AI, can serve as the foundation for a new era of harmony and abundance. A call to action, embracing the journey toward utopia. This book is an invitation, a call to transcend the limitations of the human condition and embrace a higher vision for humanity. It is a journey of discovery, one that requires courage, curiosity, and an open heart. Together, we will explore the nature of suffering and its transformative power, the pathways to unlocking superhuman potential, and the profound possibilities that emerge when technology and spirituality converge. The journey to utopia is not without its challenges, but it is a journey worth undertaking. Imagine a world free of disease, where inner joy and love flow as naturally as the air we breathe. Picture a civilization where differences are celebrated, not feared, and where humanity lives in harmony with the Earth and the cosmos. This vision is not a distant dream. It is a tangible reality within our reach. As you read this book, let it serve as a guide, a source of inspiration, and a catalyst for your own transformation. The path to transcendence is both deeply personal and inherently collective. Together, we can rise above the human condition and co-create a future that honors the highest possibilities of existence. Part 1. The Human Condition. 1. Understanding the Human Struggle. The Ageless Question of Suffering. A Historical and Philosophical Perspective. From the dawn of human consciousness, suffering has been a central theme of our existence. Ancient civilizations, spiritual traditions, and philosophical systems have all grappled with the mystery of why life often feels so profoundly difficult. In the words of the Buddha, life is suffering. This stark observation formed the foundation of Buddhism, offering not just a diagnosis of the human condition, but also a path toward liberation. Similarly, the ancient Greeks saw life as a tragic interplay of fate and human flaws, with thinkers like Sophocles portraying the inevitability of suffering through the arcs of his timeless tragedies. Philosophers such as Friedrich Nietzsche later reframed suffering as a crucible for growth, declaring that what does not kill us makes us stronger. Existentialists like Jean-Paul Sartre and Albert Camus went further, confronting the absurdity of life itself and urging humanity to create meaning in an otherwise indifferent universe. These perspectives highlight the duality of suffering. It is both our greatest torment and our most potent teacher, capable of driving us to despair or lifting us to transcendence. The biological basis of discontent, evolution and survival. At its core, much of human suffering can be traced to our biology. Evolution has wired us for survival, not happiness. Our ancestors faced constant threats, predators, starvation, and disease, and their bodies adapted accordingly. The fight or flight response, for instance, is an evolutionary marvel, enabling humans to react swiftly to danger. Yet in modern society, where physical threats are less immediate, this same response often manifests as chronic stress and anxiety. Similarly, the brain's reward system, driven by dopamine, evolved to motivate behaviors essential for survival, such as eating, reproducing, and social bonding. However, in an age of abundance and overstimulation, this system can lead to addiction, dissatisfaction, and a perpetual craving for more. Biologically, we are primed to seek pleasure and avoid pain. Yet these very instincts often trap us in cycles of fleeting highs and deep lows, leaving us perpetually unsatisfied. The psychological labyrinth, fear, desire, and the quest for meaning. Psychologically, human beings are uniquely burdened with self-awareness. Unlike other animals, we can reflect on the past, imagine the future, and ponder our place in the cosmos. While this capacity has led to remarkable achievements, it also generates profound anxiety. Fear of death, uncertainty about the future, and a deep yearning for purpose weigh heavily on the human psyche. desire further complicates our psychological landscape. We long for love, success, recognition, and countless other things, believing they will bring fulfillment. Yet even when these desires are met, the satisfaction is often short-lived. This cycle of craving and disillusionment fuels a sense of existential restlessness, as if something essential is always missing. Psychologists such as Carl Jung have explored these dynamics, emphasizing the importance of integrating the unconscious mind to achieve wholeness. Jung argued that much of our discontent arises from suppressed aspects of ourselves, our shadow, which, if unacknowledged, manifest as inner conflict and external strife. The spiritual void, disconnection from the divine. On a spiritual level, many traditions point to disconnection as the root of human suffering. In theistic frameworks, this is often described as separation from God. In non-theistic traditions, it may be framed as a loss of harmony with the universe or a failure to recognize our true nature. Regardless of the terminology, the core idea is the same. Humans are estranged from the source of ultimate peace and fulfillment. This disconnection manifests in various ways. Some experience it as a longing for love or belonging that no earthly relationship can fully satisfy. Others feel it as a sense of emptiness or alienation, as if life itself lacks depth or meaning. Mystics across cultures have described this yearning as a call to return to the divine, to reunite with the infinite essence from which we originate. Modern life often exacerbates this spiritual void. In a world dominated by materialism and technology, the sacred is frequently relegated to the background. The pursuit of wealth, status, and superficial pleasures can distract us from the deeper dimensions of existence, leaving us spiritually impoverished despite our material abundance. The opportunity within struggle, a gateway to transcendence. Understanding the roots of human suffering is not an exercise in despair. It is a call to action. Our struggles, while painful, carry within them the seeds of transformation. By examining the historical, biological, psychological, and spiritual dimensions of our discontent, we gain the insight needed to transcend it. Suffering, when approached with awareness, becomes a gateway to growth, compassion, and a deeper connection with the essence of life itself. This chapter is not merely an analysis of the human condition. It is an invitation to see beyond it. As we delve deeper into this book, we will explore how to rise above the limitations of our biology, heal the wounds of our psyche, and bridge the spiritual divide that separates us from our highest potential. The human struggle is real, but so too is our capacity to transcend it and embrace a life of harmony, joy, and boundless possibility.